This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to another edition of the HeadGum Podcast. We got a combination, not only for the road, but for the ages, that we've fans have not yet seen before. We've got Claire Slafter, Marika Brownlee, and Andrew Pyle. Marika's on the sax. Pyle's, is it Ghent?
Ghent? The what?
Where you are currently,
Rhinebeck? The
Rhinecliff?
City. Yeah, I'm in the, I'm around Rhinebeck.
Let's just say Pyle might be an investor in the new Soho farmhouse.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Really? I jumped up to a couple of conclusions there, and I was more confident than not, but it's not a surprise that you aren't. Marika's in the beanie again. Claire's in a closet. Marika, what are you drinking?
You know that brand House? It's like aperitifs.
House beer?
No, they're not beers. Oh. They're just like, I don't know, fruity wine things. It's elderflower lemon.
Wow.
So like kind of a mocktail.
Yeah, but there's alcohol.
So not a mocktail.
Kind of a mocktail is just a cocktail. So
there you go.
Yeah, it's kind of a mocktail except there's alcohol.
Wait, so what's the alcohol? Is it wine?
Yeah, based? I think it's okay. Like a,
I think they're all malt based, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so not wine.
Well, I don't. You want me to?
It's like a
pull
wine
up
cooler.
A bottle.
Oh, it's a bottle. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean.
They're
to.
Like little these little bottles.
Oh, they're cool.
Oh,
looking.
Beautiful.
House,
it's like a liqueur.
H-A-U-S.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very fancy looking.
They're called. I mean, they're called aperitifs. They're. It's very low alcohol, though. Mm. Aperitif wine is what it says. So.
It's like. A,
did you know that Shandy's? Sorry to clear what you're saying.
No, it's all right. I need to hear what you're going to say about Shandy's.
Shandies can be sold to people under the legal drinking age, even though there's like 0.5% alcohol or something.
I thought that's a shandy cool. Was like half beer, though.
It's beer that's, and Sprite.
It is, but
whatever?
Also like,
right?
I think it's
lemonade-ish.
Beer and lemonade. Yeah.
Okay. If you go
but
to a shitty
like
pub
a beer,
though, in the UK, you don't know what's going to go in.
You can ask for a specific split. So I'll do 80-20 beer to lemonade. And it's kind of an Arnie Palmy.
Awful name.
Anyway.
A tipsy Arnie.
There's a canned shandy called Bass Shandy or Bass Shandy. It's from the UK. And I just noticed that I bought it before I was 21 and they didn't bat an eye. So
yep.
They also didn't bat in Rouge.
So that's what you're basing this off of? That you can
your
buy
own
shandy
personal experience.
You got away with buying alcohol under 21 once.
You like look older than you are for sure. We all know that. So I feel like.
Well, yeah, if that's the barometer, hard whiskey is available to anyone under 21. You just need like a card or something, yeah. Some kind of pass.
Particularly when you stick it in your coat jacket and walk out the front door without paying for it.
Yeah.
They don't even card you. It's crazy. Yeah.
Let's go Pyle, Claire, Marika, highlight and lowlight of your day.
Ooh.
We should say that it's December 15th, 2020.
Highlight and lowlight of my day. Let's see.
You're back, by the way, Pyle. You haven't been on the show.
It's been a,
I think
it's been a while.
September or October. Whenever
before.
You had your son.
Yeah. I think it was probably August.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
So in order of importance, let's go highlight and lowlight of your day, and then Pyle just speak to what it means to be a father.
I slept in today. So
that is a highlight.
The baby woke up.
Bomb drops out of it.
The baby woke up at like 6 a.m. and then I fell back asleep till like 11. It's a work day, by the way. And I woke up at like 11. And so I felt great. So that was a highlight. Low light. Let me think. What was a low light today? No particular low light. It was really cold out. Oh, I know.
We'll see how
this
hour goes.
I got my parents. This is cute. My parents bought me a small willow tree, which we planted for my baby.
That's amazing.
And some fucking deer has been gnawing at it. I noticed that today. So that was a low light. And I had to go out there.
It's you
in the
approaching
cold
a Bambi to go.
And just shooting him.
Hey! Ski you! Shoot!
So I'm hoping that the tree is going to be okay.
Yeah.
So, low light there.
Claire, highlight low light of the day?
Mine will just all be based around one event. I've been doing acupuncture for some migraines, and the highlight was that they said I'm doing so well, but the low light was when they're sticking in the needles. They kind of like, you know, they touch part of your body and they're like, does that hurt to know shit about your body that I don't understand? And they touch the part that's tied to my liver and I like audibly shrieked. So my liver is not so hot these days, but everything else is great. So progress, but also, you know, what are you going to do? Sometimes
and
the liver's not
is
so
that
hot.
Like your, is that, was that like in your neck or something?
No,
like,
my left
isn't it the
ankle,
liver line?
My left ankle.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And that just made like your liver, I don't understand.
No,
it, like, makes
it
your
just
liver
hurt in
hurt,
my
or?
Like basically like, they'll like touch your knee and they'll be like, is this sore? And you'll either say yes or no. And they were doing that for a while. And then she touched my ankle and I was like, wah! And she was like, oh, okay, very interesting. And I said, what's interesting? Excuse me. And she was like, well, that's your liver.
Can't move on from that.
So.
Yeah, sorry. How so?
Anyway, the worst part is they're trying to make me drink less because, you know, the liver, and that's no life to lead.
No.
Yeah.
That's my lone light.
Especially when you're living alone.
Especially when you're living alone. I did, the first 2 months of quarantine, I was living alone, and I did drink a lot. I'm not going
to
lie.
To punctuate the time, and also because it's fun. So.
Yeah. And also because it's fine.
Yeah,
it's also like it's cheaper. There's like a novelty to being able to drink at home because it's cheaper and you can like make fun things, I feel.
You don't get invited to bars. That's the issue here.
You're absolutely correct.
How have you guys been getting your alcohol?
Drizzly.
Instacart.
I walk to a store and buy it in person. If I don't know if that's chill.
Well, canceled.
That's what I do.
When I was in LA, I would just do Postmates drinks.
We have a friend who works at a wine shop, and we just give her, we've done this 2 or 3 times where we Venmo her $200, and she just comes over with 2 cases of insanely awesome wine. Just like weird and bullshit that we would never know to get. And I don't know what most of it is, and I kind of forget right after I drink it, but it's all really good.
That's cool.
Do you like orange wines?
Skin contact wines? Yes.
It's the same, yeah. You didn't one-up me or correct me. They're synonyms.
I didn't know that. I learned recently that skin contact or orange wine is like the opposite of rosé. So it's like rosé is, I think, I'm going to get this backwards probably, but rosé is like red wine where they take out the skins so it's pink, and orange wine is white wine where they leave in the skins so it becomes orange, something like that.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Would have never known.
See? There's a reason to listen to this show.
It's all about learning.
I'll take that again. Sorry. There's a reason to listen to this.
I said orange wines and you're like, skin contact wines? Yes, I've had them. That's like being like, do you like IPAs? Ales? Yes.
Ales is more general than IPA, though.
But I do think that there are wine people who balk at the term orange and prefer skin contact because it's like actually what it is.
There's also just some people that think it's literally made out of oranges. So,
like Marika up until 2 minutes ago.
I knew it, but I'm just saying.
There are humans.
That's definitely what I thought. I took a wine tasting class with my mom last spring or 2 springs ago. Jesus. And we tried orange wine, and I was like, this doesn't taste like oranges. And the person was like, yeah, it's not. I was like, I know. I know now.
I was testing you.
That was a test. That was a test and you passed. Marika, highlight, lowlight.
Oh, boy. I have a really good, for me, highlight. For the past months and months, I've been trying to buy a PlayStation 5, and I pulled it off today, midday, after trying on... They released some on Best Buy, didn't get the Best Buy ones, and then Walmart all of a sudden was like, we have some coming in 30 minutes, and I got it. And it's nice. Been haunting me for weeks and weeks. I think everyone at the company knows. I made a big stink about it, so I'm really happy about that.
When does it arrive?
January 9th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Day that after sucks. My birthday. It'll be... Your happiness will be a birthday
Capricorn
present for me.
Style.
Oh, yay. Yeah.
Big Capricorn energy.
And a warm gun. Marika, what's better about the PS5? I might have already asked you this, I think, on an offline call. But, like, it looks the same. Like, other than computing power, which obviously is going to be improved, like, the graphics aren't that much better, right? Pyle, you might be able to speak to this, too, as our CTO.
I mean, the only console that I have besides the Switch is an Xbox 360. So it was time for me to buy a new console. And I want to play some PS exclusives like Spider-Man.
You skipped a generation.
Yeah, I did. So it's my time.
Like trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this was traumatic.
Interesting. Kyle, see, from a technological standpoint, what are your thoughts on the PS5?
Yeah, I guess it looks great. I think it, what can it do? It can do 4K at 60 frames per second, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Or, which is pretty cool. It can do HDR. It's got faster hard drive stuff. It loads games faster, which is a big problem now. I don't know. It just does everything better. That's like what these consoles do.
It's a really big honking piece of plastic stuff too.
It's really
I don't know how it's
going
to fit in my...
Super ugly looking.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's good. I also
just wait for the PS5 Slim.
it's likely could be what it's called. Who knows?
Did you get the digital edition or are you going to be able to
play? I got
play?
The disc edition because the other really dumb thing, the reason why I got this is because I have a ton of DVDs. I'm always buying DVDs and I just need something to play them
on. You're still buying DVDs?
Yeah.
It's a $500 CD-ROM drive.
It really is. I just bought like 3 Blu-rays in the last month. And I was like, need something to play these on.
Buy Blu-rays.
I want to have
it's
physical.
It's more expensive. It's bad for the environment.
I want physical things.
You're a hoarder.
Yeah, a little bit. And?
Talk about fatherhood. You're on paternity leave for a while.
I'm back now, though.
Yeah. In full force, a little bit. Waking up at 11.
Yeah. Putting in the full work day, 11 to 4.
That is kind of the head work thing.
Speak for yourself.
That's just when everyone overlaps.
Right.
I mean, it's cool. It's interesting. It's like, it's hard, but it's also like hard in different than I thought it would be. And also rewarding in ways I didn't realize it would be. And, you know, just, I mean, it's great. I actually really like it. I feel kind of like an asshole saying that because I feel like so many people are having a really hard time right now. And the truth is, like, I think this is actually a really good time to have a kid. So I think I kind of lucked out. He's also really just a lovely baby anyway. He's like,
that's
very, very chill and sleeps well.
When do babies start getting personalities? Is it immediate that they have a personality or does it come later on?
I would say it's probably not immediate. And I think there's a lot of like, I don't know. I mean, also I think like parents talking about their own kids is like extremely skewed. Like, I think that I didn't care about babies at all. And then, like, I had one. And now it's, like, clearly, I think he's, like, really cute looking and awesome and smart.
See,
but it's all
this
probably
is what
not
I wanted
true.
To hear, Kyle. I don't care about babies.
Same.
I hate
no,
kids.
It's...
But babies, it's like, why is that cute? They look like an alien.
I'm
like,
the same way.
Well, that's why I ask about the when does it become something that's, like, bringing anything to the table?
Interesting. Yeah, worth it.
Yeah.
Other than like a lack of neck control. You know?
When does the return start on investment?
I think It's surprising. Part of it happens right away, which I think is purely a biochemical thing, because if you didn't feel like some sort of weird, like Jurassic era level part of your brain, like operating and like being like, oh, I have to do something to protect this baby. Otherwise, you would definitely just like throw them in the river because they are really annoying. They keep you up all the time. They don't give you that much back. And I'm speaking as the father. I'm not even the mom that has to actually like sit there for, you know, 8 or 10 times a day feeding them, which is like an insane thing.
8 or 10 times? I thought it was like once or twice.
Breastfeeding? No, it's like every 3 hours.
Sorry, I didn't do like research in the breastfeeding pile. I'm 23.
No, I didn't know any of this stuff before. I had to learn it. Like,
that's
I think the other weird thing is like, I mean, I'm a pretty cautious person. Like, I go in, I know if I buy an Xbox One, I'm going to know all the stats. But like, sure, you know, that's like a small investment. Whereas a baby will like completely fuck up and change your entire life, and you don't know anything about it going into it.
And
it's
vice
insane.
Versa.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the stats? What's his name again? Asher?
No. Oliver.
Oliver. What are the stats on Oliver?
Oliver
like,
is
questions. Height, BMI.
He is.
DMI.
He just passed 10 pounds. I know that much. I forget what his last length is, but he was in like the 25th percentile for length and the sub-zero percentile for weight for a while. And the doctor
so
was like, oh no, this is like, you know, what is he eating enough? And I'm like, well, how do you know? And they're like, well, is he pooping? I'm like, this kid shits all the time. It's like all he does. And she's like, all right, so
that actually might be contributing.
So he's getting enough food. And he's like, well, how often do you feed him? We're like, you know, like every 3 hours, like all the time. This kid only eats and shits. That's like all he does. And she's like, well, is he unhappy? Like, I'm like, no, he's the happiest fucking thing on earth. Like,
what are you trying to say?
Yeah. He's like looking for a problem. I'm like, I think he just doesn't
weigh
that
house.
Much.
House. What have you done?
Anyway, I'm going on about stuff that no one actually really cares about. But I think I was in all of the same boat that you guys were in, which is like babies are a burden. And they don't really feel that rewarding. But I don't know. It's like they really do kind of, I mean, they are really cute to you, even though they're probably not cute to anybody else. And the small incremental, it's crazy to see somebody like all the time every day and like notice small tiny incremental change, which is like,
yeah,
like he rolled over for the first time yesterday, which is like, who gives a shit? But for me, it like changed my life. I was like, oh my god, now I have to think about where this person is all the time, as opposed to before you could just like put him in a spot and he stayed there. Now like my entire world has been rocked. So I don't know, it's very weird. But you know, once you get past the kind of like sleep deprivation part, it's fun.
Well, that's just a tank that you lie awake in at night.
Yeah. No, it's where I keep the baby.
Oh my god.
He's floating sensory.
Where are you right now? Claire and Marika, do you guys find babies attractive is the wrong word. I mean, like, do you find, but like, you know, fuck. Like, do you see them and you're like, oh, that's really cute. Like, no. I feel some type of way about it. Like you would feel about a dog or a cat. Like,
no, I'm like, I mean, it seems like we're all kind of around. We're all had the same sort of opinion, but I'm pretty anti-baby. I like don't find them cute at all. I feel uncomfortable when people show me photos because I don't know how to react correctly.
Yeah, well, that's
the baby photos are bullshit because you don't even like if they look like little aliens and then there's no at least moving about the photos. No. Yeah. I think there are two nice things about babies. I mostly don't care about them. It's cool to see someone who cares so much about a baby or someone you know well being changed or impacted by the baby. I think the adult human.
Yeah, like Kyle's a great example. He was a piece of shit before August.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly what I mean.
Kyle used to beat the shit out of people on the sidewalk, GTA style, and now he's honestly helping a baby roll
over. Well, I'm just so tired. I don't have the time for that kind of thing anymore.
There you go.
I would do it.
Right. You'd get in on the passenger side and they would run away screaming and you would take their Pontiac Aztec.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's not what I meant.
Barris cut that out.
And then the other nice thing about babies, it's nice to watch them, like kind of what Pyle was saying, like change and wonder at things that we adults don't care, like to really watch like speedy change and absorption of new stuff is rare for all of us jaded people over the age of 3 or whatever. So that's nice.
Yeah, but it's hard to find something new.
Yeah, exactly. Especially now.
Other than like drugs. Quarantined.
Well, yeah, there is that. But I've got liver issues, I'm fucked.
But you know, seeing a really nice sunset. Like I went to Idlewild once and we were driving up and like the sun was setting as we were driving for the weekend. And we just stopped and we were like, this is unbelievable. Like it's about to be nighttime. Might as well stop at this overlook. And we all just stood there and we were just like, wow. And like, that was not that I hadn't seen a sunset before, but you know, you're kind of always chasing those moments, you know?
Yeah. You know, that thing about how someone describes a sunset and you're like, this is the most boring thing I've ever heard in my life. It's kind of like when someone describes their baby.
Sunsets and babies are the same.
And you've always said that.
We've cracked it.
You'll randomly just text me that.
No, I think it is like, being on the, kind of other side of it or whatever, it's like, you really can't talk about without sounding like an asshole. Like, and I mean, and I hate like people who are like, not like throw in your face, but they're like, you wouldn't get it kind of stuff, which is like, bullshit, but also like there's no good way to describe it.
You wouldn't get it. It's you'll understand when you're a parent.
Yeah, which is bullshit. Like I hate that. That's such a shitty attitude.
It doesn't matter.
It's also like it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Like you don't have to want to care about babies. I think is
no. Absolutely.
Maybe what is offensive about them too? It's like they can matter to some people and to others they don't have to matter.
Yeah.
Even me, like I do. I feel like I want to be a father and have a family later in life, but it's like I can't guarantee that I'll even feel how Pio feels with like a changed man looking at the baby. It's like, let's get him to age 9 and then we can start having some conversations about shit.
No, I mean that's pretty much exactly what I was worried about was like I was not gonna care about this. And I think it's like I think it's mainly a biochemical thing. I think like your body is like your brain is like, oh, now you have
this
to
is the bloodline.
Yeah.
Preserve.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
This Protect. Is Kim.
My son. Yeah.
And then Marika, when was the last time you felt really excited about somebody that you were potentially dating?
Sorry, what?
No, like, you know that feeling where you have butterflies and you're like, this person's special.
To anyone else, so why me? Are you targeting me?
I don't know. I'm just like, it's something, you know, something to talk about. We've been talking about fucking babies for
What's
the past 12
minutes. What's on your shirt?
What's that? It's Cleveland Cavaliers shirt from like the late 80s, I think, back when they were like light blue, orange, and white.
Okay. It looked like a playing card, and I was like, that's
it's
a weird vibe.
Old logo.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's one of my favorite shirts. It's like it's one of those vintage shirts that like if you bought it in LA, it would cost like $85. But I think I got it on Etsy for like $16. And it's like that faded black-ish.
Nice. The lettering looks kind of stiff actually on camera. You know what I mean?
It's actually it's really soft.
Okay, well.
Like it's not that flat, like shield feeling.
That's kind of
it's
what
like
it looks
super
like though.
Soft.
I'm just saying.
It's because it's all over, but you would love it.
I'll have to take your word for it.
This could be like the sisterhood of the traveling shirt.
Oh, that's nice. Let's do that.
So like, I send it to Pyle. Pyle puts it on Oliver. Oliver ruins it. And then that's kind of the end of it.
Just pukes and shits all over it.
Yeah. Sax! This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. We do this segment, Pyle and Claire, because neither of you guys have been on for a while. It's called Marika Takes the Reins. It's basically, I give Marika the floor to wax, really. But because it's December 15th, right? What I wanted to do was, just give me a second here. I'm floundering almost.
I feel like I can maybe tell where this is going.
He's queuing something up. He's searching YouTube. He's...
All right, this is... Sorry. To take a YouTube survey. this is a special holiday segment called Marika Takes the Reins, dear.
Oh,
so, okay. Marika, you have the floor for the next 2 minutes. Anything you'd like to say or not, and we'll just kind of see where it takes us. Here we go.
So that's playing under. Okay, he's holding up a timer. I do want to say that every time I've complained about this, and it's still a thing that I have to do. So that's fun.
Everybody can feel free to chime in, by the way. I just am not the host for these 2 minutes.
Oh boy. I should really start preparing for this because I feel like it just happens to me every time.
It's not every time, though, which is what makes it even more scary.
I feel like all that I can really talk about at the moment is TV and movies, because that's all I watch. Although, okay, I have something that I've shared with Pyle because it's my new favorite thing. But I found out recently that the actor Michael Fassbender of X-Men fame has just decided to race in Le Mans some reason. And is like training with Porsche to do this and like making this very high quality YouTube series about it. I highly recommend watching it because it's very intense and fun. And he gets really frustrated with himself and like paces around shirtless, like cursing, and it rules. It's the best. And he crashes.
He has
a lot.
Anger issues, right? So I bet it makes for good TV.
Yeah, it really comes across. It's like there's a lot of really tense moments. They had to like hire an outside driver, and I feel like they don't really get along that well, but they're like kind of making it work. He had like a really bad crash recently that really set him back in terms of his like mental like state and is like, I don't know, if, like he doesn't think he can do it anymore. It's great.
Well, have you guys been in accidents before?
Oh yeah.
When I was little, like I was in an accident apparently that I don't remember where our van fully flipped, like did a 360 flip in the air and landed on the wheels.
Whoa. Was everyone fine?
Yeah. I don't remember this at all. I was like a very small child, but that's what I've been
told. Leave it to Marika to, when she's the host for 2 minutes, ends the whole segment by saying, I got in a horrible accident. How's that supposed to like lead me in?
I didn't know I had to wrap up for you.
No, you're supposed to just rap. So like campfire, everybody's at like summer camp. Like, let's rap. And then just like talking about our feelings. Yeah. Here we go. Pyle, when was the last time you told a lie that wasn't just like, oh, you look great?
Like a serious lie?
A lie that could have or did have potential consequences.
Could have or did. So, man, I'm trying to think last time I like got away with something.
You know, Pyle, you should have named your son Scott Free Pyle.
Like
so Scott Pyle, and everybody would be none the Pfizer, and then the middle name would end up being Free.
Yeah, I could have gone that route,
and you would have gotten away with
Ridley,
it.
Ridley Scott's production company.
You would have gotten away with it too. If it wasn't for that meddling Kate and that damn dog.
Yeah,
that's a Scooby-Doo reference.
Yeah, obviously.
He didn't get it.
I lied about being exposed to COVID to get a test faster.
Oh,
that's a good
bomb
one.
Bomb drop sound effect. I said I thought
I might have been exposed to like get the, just so I could go to CVS to do it.
Yeah, I've done that.
So that had a consequence because I was heavily infected, and I think I probably got the whole CVS.
So you knew, yeah. That's almost worse.
The viral load was like, it broke the test, actually. It ruined it for everybody.
Of course. Claire?
I don't know.
Lie you told most recently? It's hard because we're not interacting with people.
Exactly.
But also, if you're going to say, if there's something that you don't want shared with the public, but share with us, Ferris can bleep it out, and then it'll just be our reactions being like, God, like, Claire, we're scared of you.
No. Let's see. I wish that I had a horrifying lie. Am I not lying these days? This is crazy. I feel like I'm pretty comfortable lying, but I don't know.
Well, you're drinking alone, so you're probably lying to yourself about something.
Yeah, or I'm just like fully committed to who I am as a person. I did lie to the acupuncturist today when she asked me if I had drunk over the weekend, and I said, absolutely not. So that was a lie that had consequences.
Drunk right now.
I mean, what is drunk, I think, is my question to you. Anyway, that's my last lie. It was like 2 hours ago. So yeah, I'm still doing lies.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Marika?
I mean, I also kind of feel similar. Either they're all very like small and inconsequential, or I'm just not lying. I don't know.
Got it.
I really can't think of anything.
Again, really making us look like the assholes here.
I mean, I'm sure I have. I've probably like, I don't know, lied in text to a friend about like, I can't watch a movie right now because I'm doing something, and then I wasn't actually, or something like that. Like those kinds of things, I feel.
That's not really that consequential.
Yeah.
The last lie I told was, yes, Billy Brick, I would love to join your fantasy basketball league.
How's that going?
What are the consequences to that lie?
Well, I don't think he listens to this show. But what's going to happen is if he does, he's probably going to text me and say, hey, man, you didn't have to do the fantasy basketball league. And then I'll know, hey, thanks for being a supportive friend. You listen to the show.
So, like, nothing bad is going to happen. We get one listener and you get out of it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hot or Not Coffee Edition, or as Marika would say, Cafefe. I think will be a fun game. I'm going to hit you guys with scenarios, and you tell me whether you this is not a right or wrong thing. There's no cash at stake. Although whoever's answers I like, maybe I'll give you like $1,000. I'm going to give you scenarios. Oh, I'm dying. And you tell me if you would rather drink. And this is just going off the basis that in this scenario, you're craving a coffee. You tell me whether you'll have a hot coffee or not coffee. Meaning a hot or iced coffee. It just rhymes if it's hot or not instead of hot or iced. Mm-hmm. But you can say iced or cold brew or whatever. All right, here we go. Right before you go surfing.
Iced.
Interesting.
Where are you going surfing?
Yeah, we need more information.
Is it like...
You're going to... I don't want to give away my favorite secret beach, but you're going somewhere in Malibu.
Oh, the nice coffee.
Yeah, probably.
If you're on like
time,
the L train to
if it's morning
at 4 a.m. in the middle of the winter,
Far Rockaway
yeah,
Beach.
Yeah, if you're like toting a surfboard, I think you get a hot coffee at that situation, and you're in the dry suit.
That feels like you're over LA versus New York, eyeing it.
Well, how else would you? I mean, anywhere else in the world other than I feel like New York, you would get an iced coffee before you surf.
I think the beach is cold in the morning, and you go surfing in the morning.
It's freezing.
Therefore, hot. I changed my...
I agree with Claire. Yeah.
The end.
All right. After a day skiing on the slopes.
Hot.
I mean, you go hot chocolate, but hot coffee, I guess. Yeah.
Or Irish coffee, sticking with Claire's trend.
This is an intervention. This is an intervention now.
I told you, I'm true to myself.
This is... do you guys do this where hot chocolate and you spike it with peppermint schnapps?
Yeah. I have some behind me.
Good.
Love that.
You have some with you right now?
It's in my little bar cart.
Oh.
Rick has a bar cart. There.
Can we see the bar cart? It's a famously audio medium, but Ferris can cut this out if it's not interesting.
Nice. Proof.
Yeah.
So. Oh, Pyle, all of you guys will think this is interesting. My buddy Tucker, he got a job working at in whiskey distilling at the Traverse City Distillery.
That is interesting.
Cool.
Traverse City, Michigan.
Congrats, Tucker.
Ferris, cut this out.
Because I like whiskey. I think we all like whiskey.
Yeah. All right. Next to a warm, crackling fire.
Hot.
Cold.
Again, it's the venue.
Tough, right?
I think it's my. I mean, it's so dependent on the venue to me.
You don't. There's. You
close
can't
your
have
eyes.
More
where
specifics.
Are you by a hot fire drinking cold beverages? That's not the vibe for me.
Like a hotel lobby, I'm drinking an iced coffee, standing by the fire. There,
we've done that before.
We've done that exact thing, Marika and I. And I would get an iced coffee in that situation. At home, hot coffee.
I like iced coffee more, and I don't like being hot, so I think that's the reason behind my choice.
And
I'm going to go hot.
Yeah, I'm similar to Marika in that most times I'm going to choose hot, though. But
in the morning with Bay.
This is time sensitive. Yeah, so like summer it's iced coffee, winter it's hot coffee.
Yeah.
You have to give
no.
I think mornings generally I want
to. That's what makes it interesting.
Hot.
Yeah. I go hot.
I've been going hot lately.
I'm truly like 50-50.
I want diner sludge with a woman named Mudge. So her real name is Margaret. Mm-hmm. Marge is short for that, and I misheard her.
And you're getting the coffee from a diner, going back to your house, and getting back in bed. With Mudge, who sounds like she could have been a waitress at the diner.
Poor
honestly.
Mudge.
That is a waitress diner name. All right. Diner waitress. After an Italian dinner.
An espresso.
Oh, hot.
Yeah.
Espresso.
Yeah. A cup. That's what I figured everybody would say. But that one I thought might be interesting because Italian food's so heavy. So maybe you don't want like a milky, frothy, thick.
That's why you said espresso, though, and not.
Yeah, that's why you get the single shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cappuccinos are for the morning.
For sure. Are these, I guess I conflated the two.
Are these like trick questions or?
None of these are trick questions.
Are you just,
they do get more specific at the end.
I feel like you just said that you order like a glass of milk post Italian meal, basically.
That's disgusting. First of all, I don't gelato enjoy most Italian food.
You don't like Italian food?
I'm
going to
get a lot of hate speech on this.
Get a lot of hate
I get
speech.
So
that's different than hate.
Oh, imagine the hate crimes I'm going to get after this. No, I don't like, I mean, it has to be the, like, and it's not because I'm like a snob. It's just that I don't like most Italian food. So like, it has to be the best of the best for me to like it.
What?
Are there specific ingredients that you don't like?
I hate red sauce. I hate when meat is, I hate meat sauces. I like mushroom based and, you know, white and cheese based sauces. And I love pizza obviously, but like, I just don't like most pasta. I hate lasagna so much. Chicken parmesan is like, it makes me feel bad. I don't like the taste because of the red sauce. And, but I love tiramisu. I love Italian desserts.
Wow.
Rainbow cookies.
I actually like you
Pile's
less.
About
now.
To be the
this
shit
is, yeah, yeah. This is crazy. I'm actually
what
like,
what do you enjoy eating other than Italian desserts? I feel like those are all universal things that people like. The stuff you just
I love, like, I love, you know, new American. I love, like, sushi, you know, Nashville hot chicken. Honestly, everything other than Italian. I don't like Greek food that much. Like, I don't love falafel, but other than that and Italian food, I like everything.
Such a weird. You like French food?
Yeah. French onion soup? You shitting me with that?
I don't know. It's just like I don't know. If you're like a foodie, I would feel like Italian's like a staple. It's weird to hate a staple.
Do you not like tomatoes
and John and Vinny's?
Do you not like tomatoes and things that aren't tomato sauce?
I like tomato. Well, I don't like tomatoes on a sandwich, but like I like bruschetta. Bruschetta. How do you say it?
Bruschetta.
Whatever your heart's telling you.
Okay,
is
bruschetta.
Fine. Yeah.
But yeah, like I like, you know, there's a lot of like trendy places in LA that have good Italian food. Like John and Vinny's is great. I think Alimento is good. Some people don't like it, but I think it's because they don't have a lot of things with red sauce in it. And also it's just like the pasta's handmade. Like I have friends of mine who just will like every night for dinner will boil pasta and eat it like, you know, with red sauce and that's their dinner. And I'm like, that's disgusting to me. I'd rather not eat.
Yeah, that's kind of it's pretty basic. You gotta have some other element.
Yeah, but I think it's a product of growing up in, like, basically, for the majority of my life, rural Ohio, where, like, pasta there is literally that. It's like
mush.
Putting ragu on overcooked noodles and, like, you know, either bad meatballs or no meatballs. And I'm like, this is not good to have. And I don't feel, I feel full afterwards, but not sustainably because I'm hungry by the time I go to sleep because there was no protein. That's the same thing with ranch. That's the same thing with
He's
ranch.
He's so like, angry right now. It's insane. I wish this was a video.
We're recording it, but like I hated ranch for the longest time because all I'd ever had was Hidden Valley, and then a friend of mine showed
that's the way ranch
showed
is
me...
supposed to taste.
No, it's not.
Hidden Valley
it's
invented ranch. They did. I've done
that's
so
also
much
their slogan.
Work with Hidden Valley. I know a lot about Hidden Valley, let me tell you.
This sucks to hear because you know what ranch turned me on to ranch was from Granville Tavern in the Valley.
Okay.
Universal statement.
This is interesting.
Obviously.
All right. What kind of hot or not at an Italian wedding?
When?
I don't know.
When during wedding?
I guess hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually would do cold there because, you know, you're trying to like find a partner.
What?
What about with an all Italian group of friends?
So these are just Italian based questions from this point on?
Somehow you only find yourself out with your Frankies, with your Tommies, with your like you know Salvators, and Marty doesn't count.
When I was in Italy last, wait, was this France or
Italy or Little Italy? Because there's a huge difference.
You ever had a shakerato?
No, what is that?
It's like a iced coffee, but they use it like a cocktail shaker. And they like put the coffee in there and then like cocktail shake it and then like pour it out. So there's not really ice in it, but there's like ice chips and it's like really cold and it's
oh my
and
God.
It's foamy because the milk is in there too. And
that sounds amazing.
I'm assuming it's Italian, but now that I think about it, I'm not sure that maybe I had it in France, but it's Good. I don't know if it's like a universal thing.
I think French people don't have interest in coffee, so I think it's Italy.
Mm.
So
yeah, I would have a Shakerado.
All right, what about right after your parents tell the kids?
What?
That they're getting a divorce.
Right. I honestly think that right after my parents told me they were getting a divorce, we went to Dunkin' Donuts, so probably an iced just for tradition's
sugary
sake.
One, yeah.
I went to a bar, but yeah.
So, Marika, your parents not together?
No. Okay. Yeah.
So we have three products of broken family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then one, honestly, poster child
for a broken family.
For a broken
family. You're in a closet.
You can be together and still broken. Here we go. Nobody else answered, by the way. All we got is that.
That weird Shakerado thing.
Donuts.
I'll also say iced coffee.
Yeah.
I would do hot coffee so I could throw it in one of their faces.
Ooh.
Whose fault was it, do you think? Blame them on air.
I mean, it's probably the kid's fault, to be honest. It was my fault. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You threw it in your own
face.
So
it's just you. It's you staring at the mirror. God damn it, Andrew. Oh! Dessert. Have you guys ever done a Shakerado meditation? So you basically balance from your root Shakerado to your crown Shakerado. Make sure everything's kind of imbalanced. Imbalance, not imbalance. Right. Here we go. During your first child's birth. During.
It feels like a hot, like, hospital coffee situation, right?
Yeah, the coffee in hospitals was, in fact, hot.
Okay. What about during intercourse? So this is like 9 months before that.
Well, you don't want to spill it, so I guess I would go iced coffee.
Yeah, straw.
Yeah.
Straw is good call.
And Ferris, you can cut this out if this is too, I want to say gauche, but that's not the right word, too much information. I'd love to do a hot coffee, because then it's kind of like sensation play. You know what I mean, Ferris? And Ferris, while you're editing this, just kind of answer out loud.
Yeah, a little bit of danger.
So it's like you kind of have to balance it while you're doing your thing. What about during a deposition?
Hot.
Yeah, I was in a deposition once. It was the worst experience of my life, and I would never do it again. And I would definitely not drink a coffee during it because I felt like I had to pee the entire time because I was so nervous.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you were lying.
Exactly.
Marika, Claire?
I said
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, hot, sure.
All right. What about right after you get the second dose of a vaccine? So you're actually vaccinated. That actually is a good name for a Vampire Weekend album. Actually vaccinated.
No, it's not. I just don't think it is.
He's crushed. He's absolutely crushed.
Okay, we have to finish up. This is actually unbelievable. Thanks for playing Hot or Not Coffee Edition. I'll see you guys again next week. I'm out.
Are you actually leaving? Oh my God.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.